Well, let's talk more about it with our guest. Nikos Vetes is the director of the Foundation for Economics and Industrial Research in Athens and professor at the Athens University of Economics, joining me from Athens. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you.
Well, not so long ago, Greeks were fed up with mainstream parties, and now they are poised, it seems, to elect a conservative prime minister once again. Why is that?
The Greek economy has been in a recession since 2008, more than 10 years ago. It went through three austerity and adjustment programs. The last one ended last August. The economy is still fragile, however. Capital controls are in effect. The deposits are not all of them back to the banks. Investment is actually quite weak. And most importantly, the growth rates that you would expect for an economy coming out of such a deep recession are weak. So what the voters are now looking for is a government that will be able to deliver high growth rates, a return to what they would call a normalcy in terms of their everyday life. This is not going to be an easy task, but this is what the next government has to deliver.
Yes, and Alexis Tsipras, when he was elected, there was so much promise, but he just couldn't carry it. Why did he become so unpopular?
Well, the Tsipras government ran for more than 4 years. They did accomplish certain things, but failed in certain others. So in terms of the fiscal front, the country is now balanced. Also, in terms of politics, this was 4 years when the opposition parties were disagreeing on certain parts of economic policy. Contrary to the first years of the crisis, they would not actually try to derail the economy. So what did happen was that when Tsipras came to the government, their main promises were actually quite inconsistent. And very soon it was discovered that you cannot fight against Europe in the way it was promised initially. Therefore, the ultimate goal, which is to fight austerity and bring incomes back to the Greeks, could not be done overnight. It had to be gained. You have to get fiscal discipline. All this was done. However, where the previous government failed, as I said before, was in jump-starting the economy. What is needed from now on, but that is going to be a delicate equation, is deep reforms in the tax, the social security, justice, public administration, education. Looks like, if you actually watch how the markets are anticipating economics over the next couple of years, that investors are going to look into the Greek project very favorably. The key question is if the capital that one expects will flow into the Greek economy will really try to express a new growth model, which, in other words, if I can put this in one sentence, what is needed is not just that we go back to what was before the Syriza government, but a completely new page in the new economy. And for that's not a one-party job. Social consensus is needed. We're going to see on Monday, once the government is formed, what signals it sends.
Why is Mitsotakis, what is it about him? What has he got to bring to the table to try to make all these things happen that you just described?
I think it's a combination of two things. One is, for sure, Mitsotakis is not somebody that would go contrary to the Europeans in the sense of creating another crisis. We already found in 2015 we paid a very high price for that. But at the same time, he's someone who understands that fiscal discipline by itself means nothing. What's mm-hmm. important is to bring growth. Growth requires investment, both foreign investment and domestic investment. Greece has very strong comparative advantages when it comes to the entire economic activity around human capital, innovation, and on the other hand, tourism, geopolitics, the location of the country. And none of this has been actually materialized the last 10 years.
Right, right.
So also with a new commission being formed in Europe at the same time as the Greek government, it appears that it can be a new start. Let us not forget that Greece still has a big mountain of public debt, foreign mm-hmm. debt. Private debt internally is also very high. And the equation in front of economic policy is not going to be a trivial one.
Right, there's a long road ahead. Yes.
It is, but it is a new page in economic policy.
We'll have to leave it there, yes, and we know that, thank goodness tourism is back, but we know that a lot of young people have left Greece looking for a better economy somewhere else. We'll wait and see what happens with this election. Nikos Vedas, we appreciate your insights. Thanks so much.
Thank you.